This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Energy Secretary Rick Perry is due in Congress today to talk budget. Proposed cuts are steep, and many cuts target renewable energy. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
As governor of Texas, Rick Perry saw the state become the nation's leader in wind power. At his confirmation hearing in January, Perry said the U.S. Department of Energy would continue to support renewables. But his current budget calls for a 70% cut to the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy and major reductions in research and development. Jason Bordoff heads Columbia University's Center on Global Energy Policy.
There is a seeming disconnect between some of what he said in his confirmation hearings and in speeches he's given recently talking about the importance of the national labs and energy R&D and what we see in the budget, which makes large cuts in these areas.
He is between a rock and a hard place.
That's Joshua Rhodes at the University of Texas at Austin's Energy Institute. He says as governor, Perry was able to support renewables without hurting the oil and gas industry.
The way he was able to work with both sides in Texas is doesn't seem to be really translating that much over to Washington.
Where the White House has voiced strong support for fossil fuels, and cabinet members tend to follow the president's lead. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.